Roger Buchholz. He is the Michigan State Director of FairTax.org. Roger, how are you?
Well, good. How about you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. More than a year ago, we talked a lot about the fair tax, and it kind of got put on the back burner, the discussion of the fair tax. But as you know, recently, Roger, with this debt ceiling mess and with legislators trying to figure out on a state, local, and national level how to balance budgets, the fair tax is really come back into the news a little bit more than normal. Just from the perspective of the state of Michigan, tell us what the fair tax would be.
Well, it's a simple retail sales tax that replaces business taxes and income taxes. And people might say, well, geez, that's going to be hard on the poor because the sales tax is regressive or hurts the poor more than the well-to-do. But what the fair tax does to solve that problem is it has a prebate, which is basically a monthly payment to every household in the amount of what the tax would be on expenditures up to the poverty level. So basically, it makes the tax graduated, similar to how the personal exemption does today with the income tax. So it's actually more progressive than the income tax, and it has a very beneficial effect on society because it doesn't tax the things that it doesn't tax productive behavior, such as savings, work, investing. It just taxes people when they spend money, when they take from society, not when they're contributing to society.
Go ahead, Roger. I'm sorry.
It's a paradigm shift from what we have today, and it gets the prices out of the things that we gets the taxes out of the things that we produce, so that we're not paying this hidden tax. Today, much of our tax burden is buried into the price of the things we buy, because when you tax a business or tax income, that is passed on to us in the form of a sales tax, but it's a hidden sales tax. We can't see it because it's buried into the prices of our products. And, of course, the big problem with having our taxes buried into the price of our products is that we're uncompetitive with foreign-produced goods and services.
All right, Roger, what would be the difference in revenue if we went to the fair tax system as opposed to what the state's bringing in now?
Well, the fair tax is designed to be revenue neutral. So whatever you set it's not a tax cut, it's just how you tax is changed. It will raise the same amount of revenue as is currently being raised. But the key is, Tony, is it's a much more reliable source of income. It doesn't go up and down so much like an income or business taxes do, because when you're taxing someone's income and they lose their job, you get zip. The state revenue gets nothing into the state's coffers. But with the sales tax, people still spend, whether they're working or not working. And so the level of the revenue is much more stable.
What's the downside of the fair tax?
Well, if I had one, I'd tell you. It ain't done.
Well, if that's the case, Roger, what keeps our legislators here in the state of Michigan from adopting the fair tax?
Well, that's a good question, Tony. But basically what it does, it's the major shift of power from the government to the people. And that is the biggest problem. There's no tax favors to sell in a sales tax. And you know, most of the lobby money that goes into the pockets of legislators' re-election campaigns and everything else is to buy tax favors. The fair tax eliminates that. Now, what legislator in his right mind would cut off the source of his power and revenue for his re-election? That's the problem. It's just that simple.
So, what would we have to do to get that adopted here in the state? Would we have to get that put on a ballot? How would that work?
Because the sales tax is limited in Michigan by the Constitution at 6%, this would raise the sales tax up to about 9%. to eliminate the business taxes and to eliminate the income tax. And so to change the to raise that sales tax up to around 9%, you have to amend the Constitution, and so it has to go to the people for a vote. And that's a it's a hurdle that is a, kind of a hard hurdle to get over, but when you've done that, you've also protected yourself in the future so that you're sure that when you eliminate the income tax, that it's not coming back. Because the fair tax, when you go to mifairtax.org, you'll read that it eliminates the income tax and the business taxes, and it prevents the state from reinstituting any new taxes or any increase in the sales tax rate without a vote of the people. So the it's a constitutional limitation on the growth and the reach of government.
So from your perspective, the politicians don't want it, but it would be good for the people and good for business. What's fairtax.org doing to facilitate this?
We're trying to educate the people to the fact that what the fair tax is. And Tony, you're putting it here on this radio to let your audience know more about it is just what has to happen. People need to hear the facts. Now, not all politicians are against it. Actually, in Michigan right now, to pass the Michigan Fair Tax, we have about half of the Senate that is in favor of it. And in the House of Representatives, we have probably close to a third of them are for it. And so, basically, people need to talk to their legislator. And when the legislator says, that's impossible or it'll never happen, it will happen, but the legislature has to do it. The legislature has to. It takes two-thirds of each house to put it on the ballot, and that's what we're working for.
All right, what do you think would happen if it got put on the ballot?
I think the people would pass it in a minute. But once they have the facts, there is no better system for taxation. Any economist will tell you that the least damaging type of tax is a consumption tax. I mean, a tax on consumption rather than a tax on our productive behaviors. When you tax something, you get less of it. So when you tax people for working, you tax their income from their savings, you tax their income from their investing, it lessens the reward for that work or that risk. And so you get less of it. So people are really rewarded for spending everything they have today rather than for saving for the future. And so that is why we found ourselves people with no savings. So they lose their jobs and they have no backup because the current tax system just discourages savings and investing, et cetera.
So the politicians and special interests would fight this?
A lot of them would, yes. I mean, it's kind of a sad situation, but that legislators who are there to act in the best interest of the people find themselves acting in what is often their own best interest rather than in the best interest of the people. And it takes the people to hold their legislators' feet to the fire.
Roger Buchholz is the Michigan State Director of FairTax.org. For people who want more information, Roger, where can they go?
Go to MIFairTax.org.
All right, thanks, Roger.
You bet, Tony.